At the beginning of the 18th century, Europe stood at the edge of a conflict that would reshape its political map, alter the balance of maritime power, and create conditions in which privateering, commerce, and piracy would become deeply entangled. The continent was not a peaceful collection of separate kingdoms pursuing their own quiet affairs. It was a crowded arena of ambitious dynasties, wealthy trading states, religious divisions, military alliances, and colonial empires whose interests collided from the Atlantic Ocean to the Mediterranean, from the Caribbean to the Indian Ocean. Every major court watched the others with suspicion. A marriage between royal houses could determine the fate of entire territories. The death of a childless king could bring armies across borders. A merchant convoy sailing from the Americas might become as important to a war as a fortress on the Rhine. In this tense world, the question of who would inherit the Spanish monarchy became much more than a family matter. It became the issue around which Europe's rivalries gathered, and from which the War of the Spanish Succession would emerge. The roots of the crisis lay in the extraordinary power and weakness of Spain. During the previous two centuries, Spain had ruled one of the largest empires the world had ever known. Its kings controlled the Iberian Peninsula, vast territories in the Americas, important possessions in Italy, strategic ports in North Africa, the Spanish Netherlands, and islands and trading routes across the oceans. Silver from the mines of Mexico and Peru had poured into Spanish coffers, while ships laden with sugar, tobacco, dyes, hides, cacao, and precious metals crossed the Atlantic under royal protection. Yet the size of the Spanish Empire concealed serious problems. Spain had suffered from long wars, financial strain, declining industries, inefficient administration, and a population weakened by disease, emigration, and economic hardship. The empire remained rich in lands and resources, but the monarchy often lacked the money, military strength, and political energy required to defend them effectively. By 1700, Spain was still a prize of immense value, but it was no longer the dominant force it had been under Charles V or Philip II. At the center of the coming storm was Charles II of Spain, the last king of the Spanish branch of the House of Habsburg. Charles was physically frail, childless, and unable to produce an heir. His condition became a matter of concern not only within Spain but throughout Europe, because the inheritance he would leave behind was enormous. If the Spanish Empire passed intact to one powerful dynasty, the balance among European states could be destroyed. France feared that its enemies might gain access to Spanish wealth and ports. Austria feared French encirclement and the growth of Bourbon influence. England and the Dutch Republic feared any arrangement that would place the Atlantic, Mediterranean, and American trade routes under a single dominant power. Even smaller states watched the succession anxiously because they understood that their independence could depend on the outcome. Charles II's approaching death, therefore, produced years of diplomatic maneuvering, secret negotiations, royal wills, and competing claims based on marriage ties that stretched back through generations. The two principal claimants came from the great ruling houses of Bourbon France and Habsburg Austria. Louis XIV of France, known to later generations as the Sun King, claimed a connection to the Spanish throne through his wife, Maria Theresa, who had been a daughter of Philip IV of Spain. Although Maria Theresa had formally renounced her rights to the Spanish inheritance when she married Louis, French lawyers and diplomats argued that the renunciation was invalid because the promised dowry had never been fully paid. On the other side stood the Austrian Habsburg claimant, Archduke Charles, the son of Emperor Leopold I. His claim rested on his descent from another daughter of Philip IV and on the wider Habsburg tradition of ruling Spain before Charles II. Neither side accepted that the matter could be settled simply by law or family lineage. Behind the legal arguments stood armies, fleets, treasuries, and the determination of rival monarchs to prevent the other from gaining too much. France entered the crisis as the most powerful state in continental Europe.